Harper Audio presents The Fairest of Them All by Cathy Maxwell, performed by Mary Jane Wells. Gavin Whitridge, 5th Duke of Baynton, requests the honour of your presence at a ball. Wednesday, February 5th, 1812. Dances begin at 10 p.m. A cold supper will be provided. RSVP, Menheim House. Dragons. London, 1801. Charlene's father was rarely at home, so having him promise to spend the whole evening with her was a treat. She and her parents had eaten dinner together, and her mother had even splurged and allowed her father to light a fire in the sitting room hearth to stave off the cold damp. Cuddled into her father, who lay stretched out on some pillows on the floor before the fire, her 8-year-old self was as still as she could be, so she would not miss a word of the story her father was telling. She liked books, and she enjoyed her mother's stories, but her favourites were always those her father told. He shared tales of adventure and sometimes magic. There were elves and fairies and evil spirits like banshees and little devils. Tonight he spoke of a noble prince who slew the dragon terrorizing the kingdom of a beautiful princess. In the end, they married and everyone in the kingdom came to their wedding and danced.
"Like they came to your wedding feast?"
Charlene asked. "Oh, this was grander than what your mother and I had. We only had a village," he answered.
"Why didn't the princess slay the dragon, Papa?"
Her mother laughed, a bitter sound. "Yes, Stern, why must it always be a prince who wins the day?"